This week in 1865, the restored government of Virginia voted to ratify the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which abolished slavery. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. The U.S. Census of 1860 reported that almost 500,000 Virginians lived in slavery. 5 years later, they were all free. For these men, women, and children, the end of their enslavement was a momentous event. But it occurred in fits and starts in different places in Virginia. Over the course of the Civil War years, many enslaved persons simply freed themselves. They escaped and fled to areas under Union Army control, particularly Fort Monroe in Hampton Roads and Robert E. Lee's mansion at Arlington. Meanwhile, Virginia had two governments at the time, sort of. There was the government of the Confederate State of Virginia, which actually ran the show in most of the state, but there was also the restored government of Virginia, which was loyal to the Union. It controlled some of the counties in what would become West Virginia. For 2 years, the restored government of Virginia met in Wheeling, and then, in 1863, it met in Alexandria, after West Virginia became its own state. A year later, this pro-Union shadow government wrote a new state constitution for Virginia that abolished slavery. And, in February 1865, it ratified the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to abolish slavery across the nation. In reality, these measures didn't free very many slaves. These provisions could only be enforced in the small regions where the United States Army could make them stick. In most of Virginia, a majority of enslaved people continued to live in slavery until the war ended 2 months later. In April 1865, the Army began to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation throughout Virginia, and that led very quickly to the freeing of all enslaved Virginians. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org, and be sure to subscribe to This Week in Virginia History at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.